to here. And here, I'm only speaking to those of you who are not members. This is the expat error. I think it would be very easy to move to Dubai and think, I'm just here for a little while. I'm working for 2 or 3 years here, so I'm going to sit this one out at church. I mean, I'll attend, since I'm a Christian, but I'm not going to join the membership and I'm not going to serve the church in any way because I'm going to be gone so soon. It's hardly worth it. Plus, I'm so busy here and my home church is at home. I'm just going to keep my membership there. Well, friend, if you're thinking in that way, and I know many of you are, then you are underestimating the danger of living in a city where Satan has his throne. Satan lives here in Dubai, much as he did in Pergamum. And you are assuming that you can survive spiritually without the church. Just showing up, I mean, attending on Fridays, but without meaningful accountability, without a formal commitment, without contributing to the work here. If you do this, you will be ripe for deception. And we would have you do otherwise. You will be vulnerable to spiritual harm. We are jealous that you do well spiritually and that all the members of the body function together as they should. So this afternoon at 4 o'clock, we're having our Membership Matters class. And we could have a no impact. God's plan is that through the church, he would display his manifold wisdom, and through the church, he would reach unreached peoples. So I take it that the Emirati people will be reached through the church of the living God that is the pillar and foundation of the truth, 3:13. So identify with the whole church. Become a member of this congregation. If you're new here, if this is the church that you want to be a part of, we will have a membership weekender in only a few weeks. It's a Friday and Saturday meeting for newcomers to get to know the fundamentals of what we believe. Look for ways to plug into this community. Don't think of the church as a weekly inoculation, which you receive, and then you go back out into the world, and then you come back the next week for another inoculation. Rather, this church should be conceived of as your family, as your community that you're pressing into. Don't sit on the fringes of church life. This is how we grow stronger. And then finally, third, pray for a culture of loving discipleship in our church. You know, the way that we follow Christ is by helping others follow Christ. A couple practical ways that we do this. One is by praying for each other. If you're a member of this church, pray through that membership directory. Just dedicate yourself to praying for people, even if you don't know them. Part of your covenant commitment to one another is that we'll pray for each other. Come this evening to First Friday Prayer and Praise when we're going to pray for the needs of this community. We're going to celebrate baptisms. We're going to rejoice in the work going on in our midst. That's tonight at 6 o'clock. Very practically, love the church by coming back this evening. Well, let me give 5 simple, short, common sense ways for you to hold on until Christ returns. 5 of them. Number 1, don't be dazzled by PhDs and fancy religious robes and ecclesiastical titles when people teach to you. Don't be wowed by bestsellers or big churches. Rather, look underneath the appearance to the substance of what's being taught and ask yourself this: does what he's telling me, does it line up with what the scriptures actually say? Number 2, avoid TV preachers. You won't find sound teaching on TV. Avoid it. If you want recommendations for good teaching, talk to one of the elders of this church. The elders are here to shepherd you and help you. Friends, I fear some people here are listening to teaching that's degenerate, that's heterodox, that's going to harm you. Well, talk to people who are mature, who've been walking with Jesus for a number of years. Get advice on good teaching. We all need it. I need it. We all do. Something else you can do is look at our webpage, go to our recommended resources sites. This church recommends some resources. You can find them on the webpage. Number three, join a church and become a member of a church. And here's why. We don't hold on to Jesus by ourselves. We do it in community, together. So if you are here this morning and you're a Lone Ranger, you're by yourself, well, then you are vulnerable because a body should have members. That word member is found in 1 Corinthians. Now, next weekend, we are again offering our Membership Matters course. It's the Friday morning version. So for the next five Fridays, 9:30 in the morning, we're going to offer Membership Matters. So if you're not a member, if you consider this to be your church home and you want to hold on to Jesus till the end, I think it's vitally important for you to become a member of the church. So attend these classes. You get introduced to what we're all about. We had a good group of people last weekend at the Weekender. So if you weren't there, here's an opportunity to come next weekend, Friday morning, 9:30. Okay, number four. That's one observation. Number two, love people enough to correct them if necessary. Love people enough to, if necessary, correct them. You see, if church members here in Dubai deny the gospel by either their life or their teaching, then we must lovingly discipline, just like happened with Hymenaeus and Alexander. We must follow what we see in 1 Corinthians and Galatians and 2 Thessalonians and Titus and Jude and Matthew 18. I think half of the letters of the New Testament deal in some manner with church discipline. So why is it that most churches today don't do discipline? Well, it's because discipline's messy. Sin is messy. It would be easier to just sweep these things under the rug. Believe me. Church leaders file church discipline matters in the too difficult to handle tray. But that's why so many churches just melt into the culture and become indistinguishable. Nigel Lee once said of churches, "We become so much like unbelievers that they have no questions they want to ask us. Unrepentant sin is allowed to breed and spread unchecked in the community, all in the name of love." I mean, is that loving? Is that tolerant? We must follow Paul and Jesus. And as a last resort, if someone's life denies the gospel and he's a member of this congregation, then we must remove them from membership and exclude them from the Lord's table. Not because we're any better than they are, but because they won't repent. You know, next weekend we're going to have a members' meeting. And the elders will solemnly and sadly put forward three cases of church discipline. Friend, this is not hypothetical. This is not playing at church. In doing this, we're following Paul and Timothy and Jesus, Matthew 18. If somebody is shipwrecking his soul, don't leave him to the rocks. Don't just let him float away into danger. I mean, do you have a friend who's a member of this church who's maybe not attending the church or maybe living a life that's scandalous? Love him enough, if necessary, to correct him. And last, one last observation that comes out of these verses, protect the church by joining the church. Now, if you're new to us, become a member of this congregation so that then you can serve the body, you can encourage the work, the elders can know you, can know to count on you for various things. That's just the normative way of following Jesus is with the church. And so in 4 weeks, on October 10th, we're going to hold a membership weekender if you're new. Or if you've been here a long time and you've not joined the church, let me encourage you to take advantage of that. Learn more about why you should not only attend a church, but join the church and link arms with all of us who are seeking to fight the fight together. Well, we should conclude. In conclusion,